Online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, the French government's deployed the army and Spain's declared a national emergency as wildfires have led 200,000 people to evacuate across both countries. An official in Madrid is warning the fires beyond their capability to extinguish. In France, cars have been rushing to leave the suburbs of Bordeaux as a blaze rages towards the city. Our correspondent Sadia Chowdhury is in the southwest of France, where most people have been evacuated already.
We have seen some charred cars, we've seen towns completely deserted. Businesses are closed, homes look completely shut up and driveways lying empty. A real sense that people left in quite a hurry. Some businesses still have their lights on.
Scotland's First Minister has held an emergency meeting as a wildfire rages in the Cairngorms. People are being urged to leave the village of Nethy Bridge as a precaution. Two people have been arrested on suspicion of violent disorder after a 17-year-old boy was stabbed to death in Luton. A murder investigation has been launched and police are looking for witnesses. Four officers are in hospital with serious injuries after a police boat crashed into Westminster Bridge on the River Thames. The Met says the vessel had been responding to a report of someone in the water yesterday afternoon. Three people were hurled overboard. England's silver gymnastics medal at the Commonwealth Games has been overshadowed by a nasty fall. Max Whitlock's replacement, Gabriel Langton, came off the high bar in Glasgow and landed on his head. The competition was delayed while the 18-year-old received extensive treatment. He was then stretchered off in a neck brace. Here's his teammate, Luke Whitehouse.
From what we've heard, he's doing okay. So, yeah, fingers crossed for Gabe. I think, yeah, after something like that happens, you've just got to kind of put it out of your mind and reset, focus on the routine, skill by skill.
And a fourth heat wave is possible in parts of England and Wales this coming week. Forecasters think temperatures could reach 35 degrees Celsius in some areas. That's the latest.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio update.
The Household Recycling Centre on Ravens Lane in Aylesbury had to close temporarily on Friday morning after a small fire broke out in a waste container. Buckinghamshire Council believe the fire was caused by a household battery. The site was closed for around 45 minutes, but no one was injured. The Aylesbury Homeless Action Group have announced they're holding a Night for Change at Watson Manor. It's a one-night solidarity sleepout and will take place on Friday the 11th of September. Last year, the group helped 52 people secure permanent accommodation and supported 25 people sleeping rough. Each participant in the sleepout will commit to £250 in sponsorship, which will go to support homeless people in Aylesbury.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Once again, lots of sunshine today. Perhaps more in the way of cloud from mid-afternoon onwards, but still plenty of bright spells, and also more breeze than yesterday, with a maximum daytime temperature again at 28 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on news in the media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
I'm satisfied. I'll
Radio.
What it is that I'm supposed to do. And there you are with the love.
Well, good morning, ladies and gents. Would you look at that? It is 10:10 here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio on this Saturday morning, which means, of course, it is time for the Saturday morning show with me, myself, and I, your usual Saturday morning host, Peter Dawes. I've got music chatter, news of a local variety, and, of course, it's a little old news now, but the World Cup finished on Sunday. So we'll just, since we were talking about it over the last month, we'll have a little look at the final. Just a brief little summary of it all. But for the time being, here's Wilson Phillips with Hold On.
Hits and local what's on information. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Mama was a dancer, and that's all that she knew.
Killers there with Caution, taking us to 18 minutes past 10, just gone there. Now, so we have a little quick little look at the World Cup final from, I know it was nearly a week ago, but it's, you know, the last time I was on the show, it hadn't been played, so we might as well have a look. Of course, Spain were the winners against Argentina, a 1-0 win, went to extra time where Ferran Torres eventually got the goal. And I tell you what, I have never been more glad to see a team lose than Argentina in that game, because they've been absolutely disgraceful the whole tournament. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but there's a big theory going around that this tournament was fixed so that Argentina would win it. And I must say, I think they might have been onto something there, and I'm so glad that they were thwarted at the final hurdle as well, which is excellent. Argentina were dreadful. They didn't have a single shot on target. They might not have even had a single shot in the 90 minutes. They just looked to kick Spain off the park and somehow only got two men sent off, one after the final whistle, Leandro Paredes, for fighting, basically, the Spanish players. Well, not basically, he was fighting the Spanish players at the full-time whistle, because the Argentinians couldn't take losing, because, as Jeff Stelling summed it up, they're a bunch of shameless, classless thugs, which is all they were. And Spain were better than them in every single department across the pitch over the whole 2 hours. And I'm so glad Spain won that. Not only was I hoping Spain won, the rest of the entire world, except for Argentina, were hoping that Spain won. That's how awful the Argentinians were over the tournament. The whole world was united in hating them. So well done, Argentina, there. You've united the world in hatred. Argentina's other player was Enzo Fernandez, sent off in the 93rd minute. And rightfully so, he got booked for dissent. Ha ha ha. And then he absolutely sent one of the Spanish defenders flying, got a second yellow card, was sent off, and yet still somehow protested, wagging his finger saying, no, you've got this wrong. How have we got this wrong, Enzo? You've sent that man into the stratosphere. That is absolutely a yellow card, and you're gone. And I've never been more happy to see someone sent off than him in that game. Oh, I despise that man. And that whole team, frankly, they were awful, just awful throughout the whole tournament, and I'm so glad they lost. So take that, Argentina. Ha, ha, ha. Spain, world champions, and rightly so, deservedly so. And when the fireworks went off around the stadium to celebrate the winners, they were light blue and white in the Argentina colours. So there's a little bit of fuel for the conspiracy theory there. Anyway, Spain, world champions, thank goodness for that. Argentina defeated, football won, the timeline is healing. Right, we'll have a look at the third place playoff after this, because that was quite the game. We'll get to that after a sad break and a couple of songs, first of which is Maroon 5 with This Love.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Del Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer,
Red Kite Radio.
Mind. try my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.
Classic hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
You can do it, my love. All right.
Earth, Wind & Fire there, of course, with Let's Groove, taking us to 10:29 in the morn. Now, I remember a week ago, I was lamenting the third place playoff, of course, in the World Cup, or as I dubbed it, the most nothing game in football. Of course, England were due to play France in that match, and it turned out to be the game of the tournament. It was a brilliant game of football. France 4, England 6, I'm sure you'll remember, was the final score. 10 goals, split 6-4. Quite the game of football. England were 4-0 up at half-time, thanks to goals from Declan Rice, Ezri Konsa, and two from Bukayo Saka. So England were cruising at half-time. France then pulled it back to 4-3, thanks to goals, two from Kylian Mbappe and one from Bradley Barcola. Just on the hydration break there. Sorry, I should say the third quarter. Thank goodness not doing that anymore. So 4-3, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, England are going to bottle it. And France had more chances to score. Like Michael Olise, I don't know how he didn't score. But he didn't, thank goodness. Then Bukayo Saka finished off his hat-trick with a penalty in the 87th minute to make it 5-3. Ousmane Dembele pulled another one back for the French to make it 5-4 in the 6th minute of injury time. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, there's a couple of minutes left. They could equalise still. But our Jude did what he does, and he went up and scored 2 minutes after that to make it England 6, France 4 to round us. So I think to round off a fairly decent run in the tournament, it's England's best ever finish, the men's team at least, the best finish since winning it in 1966. It's our first ever third place finish. So not a bad first run out for Thomas Tuchel, although he did make some bad decisions in that semi-final against Argentina. But we'll move on from that. I'm not bitter. And they lost in the final anyway, so England 6, France 4. Brilliant game of football, and total sportsmanship throughout. There was no fighting at the end. There was no scraps. There was no arguments. There was no bust-ups, so maybe Argentina could take a lesson from that. God, I hate them. France 4, England 6, and England finish 3rd. Right, let's have some music. Here's something current. It's Haircut 100 with Come Back to Me.
The London streets will be filled with fumes.
Kite Radio.
Real local radio.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Like smoke and lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under.
Steppenwolf there, Born to be Wild, taking us to 10:38, just gone there. Right, Haddenham Park Care Home is the venue for a Stroke UK meet. Meet and Move, a support group for stroke survivors and caregivers. It's taking place on Tuesday, the 28th of July, so Tuesday, a few days' time, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The session offers helpful information, resources and a welcoming community. And there's more at haddenhampark.co.uk and click on wellbeing. So go to Haddenham Park, all one word, .co.uk, click on wellbeing. So that's the Haddenham Park Care Home for the Stroke UK Meet and Move support group for stroke survivors and caregivers. Once again, on Tuesday, this Tuesday, 28th of July, 11 a.m. until 12 noon. Once again, haddenhampark.co.uk, click on wellbeing. Right. Let's have an ad break. Afterwards, Steve Miller Band with Rockin' Me.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Planning a new kitchen, it's exciting, but let's be honest, it can also feel daunting. Ripping out the old kitchen, deciding on a new one, then there's the fitting, the plastering, electrics, tiling, painting, flooring. It's overwhelming. but not with Ridgeway Interiors. We take care of it all, from design to installation and even the building work. We handle every step so you don't have to. With Ridgeway Interiors, you'll have a stunning new kitchen without the stress. All that's left for you to do? Enjoy it. Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
Nana, why is your belly so squishy?
Children ask why a lot. We want you to ask it more. If you've noticed changes in yourself, like feeling weak or tired, bruises or bleeding that seem strange, or getting ill more often than usual, then it's time to channel your inner five-year-old and ask why. It could be a symptom of leukemia. Go to your GP surgery and ask for a blood test.
Are you looking for the perfect way to ease into your Sunday? Join me, Juanita Hughes, for Sunday Brunch on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Every Sunday from 10 a.m. till 1. I'll bring you 3 hours of feel-good favourites, a relaxed vibe and great company for your morning. I'm going to share a little thought for the day, discover the stories behind names in What's in a Name, and have some fun with Speak Like a Scot. Plus, I'll keep you up to date with what's happening across our local area. There's a monthly book review and plenty of hidden gems to brighten your week. So listen on your smart speaker or online at redkiteradio.com. That's Sunday brunch, relaxed, happy and made just for you.
Classic hits for Tame, Patnam and the Villages.
This is Red Kite Radio.
Saturday morning with Peter Dawes on Red Kite Radio.
with every morning, taking us up to 10:47, 13 minutes to 11. So it is time that I let you know that it's Seniors Day on the Chinna and Prince's Risborough Railway on Sunday, the 2nd of August, which I think is only a week tomorrow. That is kind of scary that we're already approaching August. What happened to the year? Anyway, there's special fares in operation for anyone aged 60 plus. You can also combine a day rover ticket and a boxed cream tea. Book ahead for a relaxing visit with reserved seats. For more information and bookings, just visit the website chinnarailway.co.uk. So Chinna Railway, all one word, .co.uk for more information and bookings, of course, for the Seniors Day on the Chinna and Prince's Risborough Railway on Sunday, the 2nd of August. Right. Let's have ourselves a bit more music. Here's a classic from, I believe, 2012. I'll have to just look that one up, but I believe it's 2012. It's Gautier featuring Kimbra with Somebody That I Used to Know.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make I still remember. You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness, like resignation to the end. The end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends. But I'll admit that I was glad that it was over.
Stop.
A bit of Boston there with Smokin' taking us to 10:56. And with that, the first hour of today's show comes to a close. But fear not, it's only the first hour. There's a second one on the way. And I should be with you with that hour just after 11 o'clock. Stick around here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. You shall hear from me pretty soon.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.